and welcome to Heartbeat. Advent starts next week. I know, it's crept up on me as well. All of a sudden, I'm starting to think about Christmas shopping, and you think at this time of year, where did the whole year go? But Advent does start next week, and this year, Rosemary and I thought we would get ahead. And instead of starting our talk about Advent, the week of Advent, we thought we'd start a week out to give ourselves that extra week to prepare ourselves for having a fantastic Advent. So that's what today is all about, preparing ourselves for Advent. Advent's a season in the time of the church that does two things. It directs our hearts and minds to Christ's second coming at the end of time, and it also is the anniversary of Christ coming into the world when he came as baby Jesus. So that's what the season of Advent is about. It's about contemplating and reflecting on those two things. It's a time where we can contemplate the incarnation. And what's the incarnation? The incarnation is when God himself came down in human form as Jesus to us. So this is a time, a season where we can reflect on that, about what an amazing thing it is that God sent his son, Jesus, to be with us as a human, God here, divine, with us, living in this world. It's a time where we can contemplate what God did. It's a time where we can think about that next step that God gave us in the salvation plan by sending his son, Jesus, so that one day he would die for us. Now, I was going to say we can contemplate that this was the beginning of God's plan, but it actually wasn't. God's plan for us to be with him for eternity started long ago. Back in the Garden of Eden, God set up this plan for us. This was just the next step in God sending his son Jesus. Now, I've been thinking about the word contemplation though, because I think it's a funny word to use at this time of year. A time of year that actually can be very hectic, where you are finishing off things, maybe at your children's school, they start having concerts, exams come up, shopping needs to occur. Think of just Christmas Day itself, how many things for many of us go into it. Purchasing gifts, purchasing the food that you need to cook. I'm very happy to eat it, I won't be the one cooking it. But for some of you, that's what you'll be doing right now. You'll be thinking about all those things, and it's a hectic time. And yet for Advent, we're meant to stop and contemplate? Yes, we are. And I think the only way that we can do that is if we are intentional. So if we make a decision right now that this Advent, I want to become closer to you, God. I'm going to make a decision to prioritize you. That's the only way we're going to be able to contemplate about Advent at this time of year, when we make an intentional decision to do it. So I encourage you right now, a few days out from Advent, to make that decision. And then I want to give you just a few ways that we can really enrich our Advent season. And these are some of them that you might be able to put into your life. So the first one is that by being intentional, the first one is ask God to draw near to you. In the book of James, chapter 4, verse 8, it says, "Draw near to God and he will draw near to you." When we take that step towards him, he can't help but come towards us. So when you sit down to pray during this time of Advent, just straight away ask God, "God, would you come near to me?" In the same way that you sent your son Jesus to be on the earth with us, would you come near to me? The second thing you could do is you could increase your time of prayer. You know, some of you might pray every day, maybe you could increase that time. For others of you, if you don't currently pray every day, maybe that's a decision you could make, that every day you're going to be intentional about spending time with God. The next thing you could do is you could read the scriptures. You could read the scriptures in advance of what the Bible mass readings might be on the weekend where you are. And that way you can prepare your hearts already for what's been read, so that when the priest gives the homily, when there's a sharing, that you can be open to what's being said because you've already read the scriptures. That's something that you could do to prepare yourself. You could be open to the Holy Spirit prompting you. So when you sit down to pray, you can ask the Holy Spirit to come and to prompt you during this time of Advent to guide you. You could ask the Holy Spirit during your day when you're out and about to help you in your conversations, to help you with all the tasks that you need to do. The Holy Spirit guiding us in our lives and giving us his voice in our lives is really what will take us deeper into knowing Jesus through this time of Advent. And then finally, we can just think about the great love that God has for us, that he would send his son. We could sit and we can just have a bit of quiet time to contemplate that great thing that God did for us. You know, if we did all those things this Advent, I think we'd really have a richer Advent than maybe we've had in a long time. I know certainly if I did all of this, then that would be the case for me. So ask God to draw near to you. Increase your time of prayer. Read the scriptures. Be open to the Holy Spirit prompting you. And just think about the great love that God has for you in sending his son Jesus. So let's pray right now that as we're about to approach Advent, that God would come and take us to a deeper place with him this year. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, I thank you for the gift of your son, Jesus, that as we approach Advent right now, that we would have this time to reflect on that, to maybe come to a deeper understanding of that. I pray, Lord, for all of these things, that we would draw closer to you, that we would be able to be intentional in our prayer, that you would help us as we read scripture to understand, that Holy Spirit, you would prompt us and guide us, and that you would give us a deeper understanding of your love for us by sending your son, Jesus. Lord, I thank you in advance for what you're going to do for us, each one of us, during this Advent season. And I thank you for the great blessing that you are to us. I ask all of this in your mighty name, Jesus. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.